This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a little bit more than a month now since the backlog of container ships off the coast of Southern California got bad enough to get the Biden administration involved in local port operations. Remember that 24/7 announcement? As of yesterday afternoon, though, the queue was still 83 ships deep, which is one reason somebody tweeted at me the other day, "Kai Rizdahl, you're really missing an opportunity to have an expert in queuing theory wax intellectual about the supply chain and the years it will take to untangle it without massive effort." And I said, "Queuing theory?"
Queuing theory is basically used to predict the expected behavior of any system where things arrive, they get serviced, and then they leave.
Keely Croxton is a professor of logistics at Ohio State.
So for you and me in our everyday lives, we can think of places like walking into the grocery store, or a doctor's office, or a restaurant. And if we have data, we can use some fancy math to predict how long the line will get. And for example, if I want to figure out how many cashiers I need at the grocery store, I can use queuing theory as a way to mathematically calculate the number of cashiers that I would want to keep my lines at an acceptable level.
When people first started studying lines, which is fundamentally what this is, what did they learn? Was there like an aha moment?
I think for me, at least, my aha moments when I was learning all this stuff is the role of variability in all of this. When things are operating close to an average, queues don't develop and utilization rates are fine. The example I give to my students is if you want to set up an ATM machine and on average, someone's arriving every 3 minutes and the average processing time is 2.5 minutes, yeah, it would seem like there shouldn't be any waiting, right? Because right, your processing time is less than your arrival time. But the problem is that there's variability in that. And we've all been behind that person at the ATM machine that
yes,
fumbles for their card and
yes,
needs to look up their PIN and wants to do 5 different transactions. It's the variability that really starts to drive lines.
Yeah, setting aside for a second the fact that I'm always behind the guy who's refinancing his mortgage at the ATM machine, it seems to me that it's a single node problem, right?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going. Global supply is a bajillion node problem. So how can we think about it in terms of queuing theory?
Yeah, well, we can extend queuing theory to think about, for example, the port. Essentially, you know, think of it as a cashier at the grocery store. These ships arrive, they need to be processed, and then they leave. And so we can use queuing system to make the same kinds of predictions about what capacity we need or how long the ships will have to wait. But you're right, it's not just what happens at the port. These supply chains are really long. And so when you've got things happening all along that supply chain, that's creating this variability that I think is part of the problem.
How important is it, just on that variability thing, how important is it, not to have some slack, I guess, but let's flip that over, right? How important is it to be able to adapt when systems are running at close to full capacity before they get stressed? Like, I imagine our port operations in this country were running pretty close to capacity before the pandemic, and now they've got this huge burst that they can't handle. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. So the thing about that we can learn from queuing theory is exactly what you were just suggesting, that the higher the average utilization rate of our system, the longer the wait times and the more brittle the system is. These ports were already working pretty close to full utilization, which just makes them unable to handle not only the change in variability of the processing time, but also a sharp increase in simply the arrival rate.
Right.
Retail demand is up something like 30% over 2019, and there's 20% more ships arriving at these ports. And it just is really creating a system that's just designed to be to snap.
One of the things I've been saying when people ask me, Kai, what's going on? How much longer is this going to take? I say, look, the more backed up it gets, the more backed up it's going to get, right? Because there's a finite output from the port, no matter how many ships you get in there. So I'm going to turn it around to you, the professional, and say, how much longer is this going to last?
Well, I mean, the good news is they're starting to see some relief. I just saw a report that there's more capacity downstream from the port, so the container's leaving. But we've got the Christmas rush coming in, and so it is going to take certainly through the holidays, and I think well into 2022, maybe even the end of 2022, before we see a return to what most of us in the field would think of as normal supply chain operations. Hmm. When retail demand is up 30%, we're just asking a lot of this very constrained system.
Professor Keely Croxton, she's a professor of logistics at Ohio State. Professor, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Pleasure to talk to you.